Right. So just before we conclude the first part of the podcast and head to Swanee's views on IPL and Englishmen in it, we have a segment called Think You Know Yourself, which we do with a lot of cricketers.
Okay.
I'm just going to play a different modified version of it. I ask you 6 or 7 questions from your career, from your
right.
T20 career. You answer them, and we'll ask Gaurav if you're right or wrong.
Okay.
We'll see how well he knows
okay.
your career versus
okay,
how
like
well
it.
You know.
So
nervous.
I had no
I'm
idea
nervous.
That he was doing
yeah,
this
yeah.
also. So I haven't done anything.
Questions
okay.
haven't been leaked.
Okay.
So absolutely no time limit, but we'll do it a little faster. So the first question, starting with you, Swanee, is you made your T20 international debut against New Zealand in Feb 2008. Which other Englishman debuted alongside you?
Luke Wright.
Gaurav.
Yeah.
Phil Mustard.
Oh, man!
You captained England in 3 T20 games and have a 100% win record. True or false?
False. Should be 100%.
True.
False. Swanee's right. You've lost one game. You won
lost
two.
Lost one game. And, yeah. the game we lost, I restricted the West Indies, my captaincy, to about 110. And we didn't chase it down at the
Oh,
open.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going purely with his body language.
Yeah.
But one of them was against India.
There you go. That's right. Between 2009 and 12, you're the second highest wicket-taking spinner in T20 internationals with 46 wickets. Who's the only guy above you?
It'll be another spin bowler. And
yeah,
I
it's a spinner.
Say,
off spinner, if that helps.
From Pakistan, Mohammad Hafeez.
Saeed Ajmal.
Saeed Ajmal is right. Not Mohammad Hafeez. Slightly
well, he
before
wasn't
his time.
Spinner.
Yeah. AB
Mystery
de Villiers.
Spinner.
Your next question, Swanee. AB de Villiers has a single-digit average against you in T20 cricket. True or false?
True.
True.
True. That's right. He's got an average of about 3.5 or something. I think you've dismissed him twice.
Yes.
Yeah. You have 350s in T20 cricket. How many of them came while opening the batting?
All of them.
Two.
How many of them?
Oh.
Two. Two is right. One of them was, I think, number 3 or number 4.
Oh, man.
All of them came for your county, though.
Wait, you sent yeah. us a pinch hitter, though.
Probably. I used to open in England. I used to open.
Once with Stephen Fleming. Do you remember that?
That's right, yeah.
Wow.
I got my highest score, I think, was 85.
90.
90.
Not
off
out.
After about 40 balls.
Man against, of the match.
Against Derby, yeah.
Which IPL options were there that time?
Smashed it everywhere. Smashed it everywhere. Well, they were, but after Test cricketing.
Your batting average in T20 cricket is higher than your bowling average. True or false?
False.
False.
True.
Oh.
What was my batting average?
20 and 18 bowling average. You've got to be proud
I'll
of
take that.
Yeah? Well
I'll
done.
Take that.
Okay, last question, slightly tricky. In World T20 2010, you were the highest wicket taker for England. Two spinners had more wickets than you, one of whom was Saeed Ajmal. Which wrist spinner finished top with 11 wickets?
I know this actually.
Ooh.
Not asking.
Wrist spinner.
You're not going to guess this.
I'll tell you,
the clue.
Is it Shahid Afridi?
No.
Stephen Smith.
Jesus Christ, Tony.
What? Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah. Dirk Nannis was first for Australia and Stephen Smith was second.
He's an Australia fan, by the way, so you can leave that.
Stephen
yeah.
Smith?
Yes.
Well, there you
this
go.
This was in 2010, so.
2010.
He got more wickets than me. That's when we won it, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my Christ.
Well done. You had.
Sometimes stats are fun.
Yeah. I did all right, though.
Yeah, you did well. Yeah.